This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
The Midsummer Festival is about to kick off, and to talk to us about that, we have the CEO of Midsummer, Karen Bryant. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
Macca and Tass here. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very busy, but very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, the run up to the festival, you know, those people behind, you know, like yourself, behind the scenes and fronting the organisation, a lot of people don't understand the amount of work involved. Give us a really quick idea. How you basically start preparing for this festival as soon as the last one's finished, don't you?
Yeah, well, actually, in some cases, a couple of years, because, for example, our signature event this year, which is Body, which is sort of a mini festival within a festival. It's, you know, 3 days focused around Arts House. That was conceived of, and we started planning that 2 years ago. So, you know, and I think that's probably something fairly recent for the festival. So we've really started to, like, we've got another project that we're planning now for 2020. So, you know, more and more we're starting to look at what are those really special things that you can't plan for just in 12 months.
Karen, that's extraordinary that you're already thinking about the 2020 festival and you haven't even had the 2019 festival.
I know, it can get a bit confusing sometimes, but I think these days you have to, if you kind of want to keep festivals fresh and exciting. And that's one of the things that we really want to do. We want to give people reasons to, you know, come back year after year and to see more and more every year and to, you know, see it as something that, you know, they have to really not just block out one or two nights, but, you know, ideally, you know, put a big mark around the entire 23 days and say, you know, we're really going to immerse ourselves.
Karen, so of course there are some things that are absolute mainstay and everybody in our community knows about them and loves them. The Carnival, for example, Pride March, for example. There's usually a couple of other big events and parties. But what's really tickling your fancy this year? What's really hot?
That's always a hard one for me.
Come on, one or two.
Well, look, I've already mentioned Body, which in itself has so many different events. It's headlined by MDLSX, which is an amazing international work focused on intersex, which is really special and dear to our heart, that, you know, we can have that focus this year on gender diversity.
Yep.
I'm really excited that a museum's come on board with Nocturnal, which is featuring Akane from South Africa, which I'm really, really excited about. And then, you know, there's been Summer Extravaganza, which we did for the first time last year, and it sold out well before, and I think a lot of people missed out on tickets. This year we've bumped that up and put it into Hamer Hall, so, you know, hopefully we can cater for all of the people who want to come along to that, and that will be really exciting. There's a really strong music program this year. We've got our first ever opera, Orpheus, out of Abbotsford Convent.
That
little things like that are just little gems where, you know, see that we just, you know, moving, you know, the reach of the festival sort of getting further and further out, which is really wonderful.
Sounds like a really full and action program. I've got a question here from one of our listeners. Why is it that the Pride March is starting earlier this year? What's the rationale behind that?
Oh, look, I think anybody who came last year will remember the heat.
Melted.
It was, I mean, I think it was officially sort of 42, but the heat radiating off that road was well above that.
Yeah, but you can... You...
Saturday Magazine on Joy 90...
What happened then?
Gremlins.
I obviously wasn't entertaining enough.
Karen, you came into our little caravan studio on Fitzroy Street last year in the middle of the heat wave. Yeah. I mean, I know the air conditioner was going full blast, but it was only sort of like blowing onto the side of the caravan, and it must have been, it felt like 58 degrees. Everybody that came in walked out looking like a dishcloth.
Yeah, Yeah, and look, we want it to be a day that everyone can celebrate. And we acknowledge that that sort of heat doesn't come along a lot.
No.
But the other thing, but that gave us a chance to have a look at it. And the reality is a lot of people were also sort of saying to us after the march, you know, it's a Sunday, it's a school night. We've got to get our kids home and we've got to get to work. And by moving it earlier, what it means is you actually end the march at lunchtime at Katana Gardens. And what's better than that sort of Sunday afternoon by the sea feel? And we think people will actually be able to enjoy their afternoon a bit more.
Have we lost you?
No.
That's a great initiative because people want to attend, but certainly, you know, a lot of people around the community, you know, after that awfully hot day, were saying, "Oh, I don't know that I can do this again." And particularly, you know, some of the more mature members of the community and those with, you know, really young kids as well.
Sure,
you know, both ends of the spectrum. So, you know, I commend you for that. I think that's great.
Karen,
we deliberately didn't make it too early.
Yeah, good on you. Karen, on a completely separate topic, every year when I look at the program, there's always a quirky new little sort of venue or place or something. Is there anything new that you can surprise us with this year?
Oh, look, you know, so I think it's such a diverse program that it's not so much... I mean, it was great having the Howler come on as the mini hub this year. The Festival Bar's found a new home, and that's going to be, I think, really exciting in terms of the Malt House has come on board as a partner for our Festival Bar.
About time, don't you think?
And I think it gives that real sense of, I mean, we've outgrown the venues we've had the Festival Bar in before. We've had a lot of, it's always free and there's lots of amazing little events that we just fill the bar out and we needed a bigger venue. And so I think the Malt House is going to be that sort of sleeper, the place to be, you know, at the end of the night each night.
It's a great venue.
Sounds great.
So if people want to, what's the website, Karen, for people, you know, people can start looking, start thinking about what they're going to do, start working out their time frame. What's the web address again?
Yeah, if you just go to midsummer.org.au, and there actually is a festival planner. If you're sort of looking at the What's On drop-down tab, there's a digital downloaded program you can get, but you can also get a planner so that you can see all the days and see when everything's on, you know, so that you can, you know, make it a bit easier for people to make that planning over the time for them.
Fantastic. Karen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
While the festival's on, we'd love to have you back in again if that's
Absolutely.
Possible. Just again to sort of, you know, showcase some of the new and emerging and exciting bits and pieces. We always love participating. I always love coming to, you know, the iconic things, of course, are sort of always on our calendar for the year. But we always love finding new and interesting, quirky little things, and there's plenty of those.
Yes.
And I always love talking about the festival, so I look forward to coming back.
Good on you. Fantastic. Good on you.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.